And welcome back to 911 WHFC. You're on Fresh Tracks with Matt, and we've just been chatting it up this evening with Corey Hirschberger and Jack Murray from the Unknown Nobodies. We were just talking about how songs are stories. And that's what songs are, aren't they? They're stories.
Yes.
You know, songs are stories in musical form. And I got to be honest, I love hearing all these insider stories about the music, because that's the part, you know, that people don't know. You know, that's the thing that I like unearthing. Mm-hmm. Now, but now that's not the only album that you guys have. Talk to me just a little bit about The Devil Will Get You, because I saw that.
Or The Devil Will Get You. Yeah.
Oh. You have a couple of songs on there that look really, really awesome. Apparently, and Never Is. Talk to me about those songs, man.
So that album name comes from this. There's this sign, I think it's in Alabama, and It's this ornate church sign, and it says, "Go to church or the devil will get you." And it has this painting of the devil on it. And the interesting thing I thought about the sign was that it's really eye-catching. And it's kind of, I mean, I'm just going to say, it's kind of cool looking.
Cool.
So I thought that them making it look so cool, trying to have that message. But then I thought about, you know, it said, "Go to church, dot, 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 or the devil will get you." And I thought, well, you could put anything in front of that.
Right.
You could put anything in life, anything that you personally are feeling that's holding you back from things, you know, stop smoking or the devil will get you. Stop drinking or the devil, you know, you can put anything in front of that. It doesn't just have to be, you know, for people who are religious, you can put anything in that.
Right. I mean, feed the cat, the devil will get you, you know.
There's a metaphor in there that I think extends beyond just religion. And I think that was really cool. And the sign was kind of cool too. So for me, what that dot, 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 or the devil will get you title means, you put in front of it what you need to.
Right.
To focus on your life. And the songs on that album they're more abstract. They're more, the lyrics have meaning and, but it's a little bit confusing and it's a little bit more, it's more abstract. And so a lot of those songs, whereas the new album, there's a constant theme of dreaming. On that album, there's things like death and there's lying and there's, you know, all of those concepts that people are dealing with. I like to write about things people deal with.
Right.
I don't like to hide reality. I like to have sweet. So, like, there's a song on the new album that a harder cut of it was put on the last one called October 1st. It's a sweet song.
I saw that one.
Yeah, it's a sweet song about autumn and being with someone and happiness in autumn. And, you know, so that's there's his happiness on that album too. But a lot of those lyrics are more abstract.
So Isn't it sweet how they fall to the ground softly to you?
Fresh Tracks, 91.1 WHFC, October 1st, off of the album The Perplexed Sky. And I wanted to bring up the fact that the Unknown Nobodies are going to start touring because you guys just bought a tour van.
Yeah, we bought a tour van. We're going to be going on tour in October, starting October 16th, which will be down south. But the tour really starts, you know, when we kick off in Burtonsville October 11th. But we bought a van, outfitting it with what we need, building some benches, building some walls, taking seats out, putting plywood down, and, you know, making it what we need to go on the road, making it roadworthy, you know. So it's an expense, but it's a fun expense.
And you've got plans for that van, I can tell. Yeah.
It's got character. Like everything that we try to do, you know, instead of just buying a nice brand new van, this one has character. It's been places. It has a history. It has its, you know, flaws.
It was an old church van.
Yeah.
So, but now it's our van.
Right. So it has its own life. It had a life of its own before it came to us.
Exactly. We're giving it new life, a new presence, and its name is Bessie.
I like
old
it.
Bessie.
Old Bessie.
I love it. 91.1 WHFC. You're on Fresh Tracks here with Matt. I've got Corey Hirschberger and Jack Murray from Unknown Nobodies. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Drift on a world to find her, falling her eyes.
HFC, and you're back on Fresh Tracks with Matt. And I've been chatting it up with Unknown Nobodies. And they're not nobodies, they're somebody. I've got Corey Hershberger and Jack Murray here. Guys, thanks again for being here.
How you doing? Thanks for having us.
I wasn't doing nearly so good today until you guys stopped in tonight.
That's nice.
So, hey, Corey, you used to be right here, an alum right here at 91.1 WHFC.
Yep, that's a true story. I was here on the radio from 2001 to about 2005. And I had a show here on the Crossroads. Started out in the afternoons, 12 to 1, and then I got moved to Monday afternoons, 3 to 6, and I did that for a good 4 years, and I had a great time.
And WHFC, of course, it helped you in your budding days as a performer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was working in the restaurant business, and I would... Every time I would be on Mondays, because that was my day off, I'd say, hey, guys, you got to listen in on the radio. And they would. All my friends would listen in, and it was great. So here was my, you're listening to Corey here on the Crossroads on 91.1 WHFC.
He still got it. I love that sign off. My goodness gracious. Well, hey, man, I'm so glad that you're back. I'm glad that the both of you are here tonight.
I'm very glad to be in studio finally. It's probably been about 12 years since I've actually, you know, been in the studio and talked to Gary.
Hey, I just think it looks cool in here.
Yeah, that's one of the good things at WHFC is we train and we entertain.
Who knows? You might hear me back on the radio.
Okay. Hey, if all goes well, this will be on the radio in just a few. But we've been talking it up about the music, and we've been talking about The Perplexed Sky, which is your newest album, just released it, June of 19. Got a lot of awesome songs on there, from Madeline, Violet, The Void Unknown, In Shock, The Dream. Just so much good music there. Tell me, what's the coolest part about being in a band?
The really cool thing about being in a band, and I think that, and this is goes back to that question of what's the place of music in today's world. Bands are different than other forms of art because they are a multimedia artistic project. Because you
exactly.
have live shows, you have artwork to convey the music, you have the music itself, and you know, you have your merchandise. Everything is, it's this one aesthetic package. And that's really cool. And you know, a lot of the old bands, like the punk bands, like, well, I don't care about album art, I don't care about, you know, I just want to, you know, get up there. And that is an aesthetic. And all bands always have an aesthetic, and if you look at it from an artistic place, like this entire sphere of what we do is a piece of art, that's really cool. And so Instagram, for example, does, you know, extend into that concept. But it's this obsession with it. I think that's...
I agree. We seem to place maybe more emphasis than what's needed, you know, in the social media realm.
Yeah.
But on that note... Do you guys have a social media? Can they find you?
We do.
Oh.
Of course we do.
Ours is our Instagram. So we primarily use Facebook and Instagram. I focus most of it on Instagram. Basically, I just push posts to Facebook. But Instagram is unknown.nobodies. And then Facebook is facebook.com/unknownnobodies. You can just search for it. We have a SoundCloud, but we literally do nothing with it. I don't even know if I don't promote it or anything, but it's just there. I would say Instagram is our main.
Instagram is your main.
Yeah. Instagram and Facebook. The cool thing, if you want to follow us, the really cool thing about Facebook is that's where we can post events, you know, event pages for all of our shows. And
that's where you see our tour schedule on the Facebook and all the events coming up.
And, oh, we're also on Spotify. The cool thing about Spotify and Apple Music and all that is, while we don't get a lot, we do get paid when you stream us. So we do get something. So that's, you know, if you play us on that, we do make some money.
Speaking of where they can find the music, where can they buy your music at?
Literally everywhere. So online, we have a web store. It's Nobodies, nobodies.store. There's a link to it on our main website, which is nobodies.xyz. So you can order everything from there. Locally, the record, the vinyl record, is sold at Protean Books and Records in the city. Or you could come to a show and buy it from us directly. And you can stream it pretty much everywhere. It's on Tidal, it's on Pandora, it's on Spotify, it's on Apple Music, it's on Bandcamp, it's on all of that.
And you guys gave me one of those vinyls, and I'm going to treasure that forever. That is a cool as heck vinyl.
Thanks. Limited edition purple translucent,
Purple vinyl, yeah.
I mean, it can't get any cooler. Not only is the album artwork itself an eye-catching piece of art, the songs on that record are amazing. And then the record itself is that translucent purple.
Yeah.
I have never until this day in my life have seen that. And that was just cool as all get out.
Yeah, obviously the whole color scheme of that album is purple. And you know, if you look at our first two releases, everything was black and white. And so this one, if you look at the cover, it's black and white and the purple is fading in. And that's sort of, there's a point to that, that color is now coming into these people's lives after going through that experience and coming out of it alive. That's the point. But you also get the lyrics and you get a download code if you buy the vinyl, which you don't get on the CD. So there you go.
See, these are all those little inside things that I love when people share when they're on Fresh Tracks. Guys, I hate to say it, but we're starting to come to the end of the bus ride. What do you want to get out there? What do you guys want to get across as a message about yourself, about the band?
Well, come see us live. Come see us on tour. And, you know, just enjoy what we're trying to do on stage, and that's put on a performance.
Yeah, we really do, like I said earlier, we really do look at this as a multimedia artistic project, and we hope people love the music. We hope people come to the shows and love the music in a different way, because we play it more aggressive, we play it differently, we're up there throwing our hearts into it, and we really just want to move people. I mean, there's messages in the songs, and that's great too, but it's through moving people that they'll get those messages. So we want the music to hit you. We want the live show to hit you. And that's, you know, that's what we do.
So our next show coming up is August 23rd at Metro Gallery. And then we go on tour the 16th through the 19th, four dates in North Carolina throughout the northern part of the state. We come back home. And then our
Halloween
next
night.
Yep, Halloween night down at the Depot in Baltimore. Costume party, and then we go back out on tour for the second leg, and the next night is in Philly, and then
we're up to
on
Ohio.
From there.
Yep. On from there.
Man, you guys bought that tour bus for a reason.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's gonna get a workout.
Yep.
You heard it right here. Unknown Nobodies, and they are definitely not nobody. I've got Jack Murray and Corey Hirschberger here from the band. Guys, thanks so much for being here. Please come back again.
We
definitely
will.
I'm going to have you. You're going to tell me all about the touring.
We'll do an interview after the tour. That'll be fun.
I'm going to. You heard it right here. I'm having them back on right here again after they get done making some memories and making some amazing music. 91.1 WHFC, you've been on Fresh Tracks. We'll catch you on the flip side.